भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 31 अनवर्ड्स। In board the text written 33 will recite that Nagarhayanti hi arthesu Yavishtangri abhivadanam Chandobhyo nyatrana brahman वयोज्येष्ठयस्रकारणम् न गर्हयन्ति हि अर्थेषु याविष्टाङ्घ्रि अभिवादनम् छन्दोभ्यो न्यत्र न ब्रह्मन् वयोज्येष्ठस्य कारणम् न गर्हयन्ति हि अर्थेषु याविष्टाङ्घ्रि अभिवादनम् छन्दोभ्योऽन्यत्र न ब्रह्मन् वयोज्येष्ठस्य कारणम्। टेक्स्ट 31 तस्मात् पितॄणाम् आर्तानाम् आर्तिम् परा पराभवम् तपसापनयम् स्तात सन्देशम् कर्तु अर्हसि। ट्रांसलेशन। डियर सन, वी हैव बीन डिफीटेड बाय आवर एनिमीज एंड देयरफॉर वी आर वेरी मच अग्रीव्ड। प्लीज मर्सीफुली फुलफिल आवर डिजायर्स बाय revealing our distress through the strength of your austerities. Please fulfill our prayers. Text 32 Vrunimahetyapadhyayam brahmishtam brahmanam gurum jathanjasa vijepyama tapastamstava tejasa. Translation: since you are completely aware of the Supreme Brahman, you are a perfect Brahmana, and therefore you are the spiritual master of all orders of life. We accept you as our spiritual master and director, so that by the power of your austerity we may easily defeat the enemies who have conquered us. Purport: one must approach a particular type of guru to execute a particular type of duty. Therefore, although Vishwarupa was inferior to the demigods, demigods accepted him as their guru to conquer the demons. Translation of text 33. The demigods continued, "Do not fear criticism for being younger than us. Such etiquette does not apply in regard to Vedic mantras. Except in relationship to Vedic mantras, seniority is determined by age. But one may offer respectful obeisances even to a younger person who is advanced in chanting Vedic mantras. Therefore, although you are junior in relationship to us, you may become our priest without hesitation." Purport: it is said, "Vriddham vayasavina, vriddhattam vayasavina." One may be senior without being advanced in age. Even if one is not old, one gains seniority if he is senior in knowledge. Vishwarupa was junior in relationship to the demigods because he was their nephew. But the demigods wanted to accept him as their priest, and therefore he would have to accept obeisances from them. The demigods explained that this should not be the cause of hesitation. He could become their priest because he was advanced in Vedic knowledge. Similarly, Chanakya Pandit advises, "Nichadapi uttamam jnanam." One may accept education from a member of a lower social order. The brahmanas, the members of the most elevated varna, are teachers, but a person in a lower family, such as a family of Kshatriyas, Vaisyas or even Shudras, may be accepted as a teacher if he has knowledge. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this when he expressed this opinion before Ramananda Rai. "Kiva vipra kivanyasi sudra kinanay, jai krishna tattva vetta sai guru hai." It does not matter whether one is a brahmana, sudra, grihastha or sannyasi. These are all material designations. A spiritually advanced person has nothing to do with such designations. Therefore, if one is advanced in the science of Krishna consciousness, regardless of his position in human society, he may become a spiritual master. Om ajnanam timirandhasya jnanam janasalakaya chakhyurunmilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय कृष्ण जगन्नाथ, जय वैकुंठ नाम धृक्, जय देव कृपा सिंधु, जय लक्ष्मीपते प्रभु, जय नीलांबुज श्याम नीलजीमुत सन्निभ, जय पद्माधरी त्रिभ्यां निषेवित पदांबुजम्, जनार्दन जगत बंधो शरणागत पालक, त्वं दास 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 दासानां दासत्वं दहि मे प्रभु, दासत्वं दहि मे प्रभु। सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस पार्ट ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम वेयर द डेमिगॉड्स नाउ दे हैव डिफीटेड बाय द डेमन्स, and the cause of their defeat is they have not properly respect to their acharya. So now Brahmaji chastised them and told them, you have to accept one acharya, then you can get your job done. So demigods headed by King Indra, they search for one priest, Purohit, and they approached one qualified Brahmana, the son of Tvashta, called Vishwarupa, and begging him to accept the position of the priest of the demigods. So, but Vishwarupa was the nephew of the demigods, because Tvashta's wife is the sister of demons, Rochana. So that's why Vishwarupa was the nephew and junior, and he has connection with demons and demigods both, father from one side, mother from another side. But because the required qualification for a priest is he should be expert in performing Vedic mantras, Vedic activities. So Vishwarupa was a erudite scholar, expert in chanting Vedic mantras and doing yajnas and all that. So that's why all the demigods headed by Indra, they requested him to accept the position of their priest. But Vishwarupa may hesitate, so I am so junior, lower in age, you are such demigods, you are the king of demigods, how can I be your authority, how you people can pay obeisances to me? So that's why here Indra is saying, don't worry, in many cases it is said, it is seen that even the juniors are respected, because if they are elevated in knowledge, so don't worry, though you are junior to us in age and in relation to, but because you are so much advanced in chanting Vedic mantras and performing Vedic sacrifices, so in knowledge, in relation to knowledge, you are far advanced than us, you are very senior to us. So that's why don't worry, please accept our obeisances, please accept the post of our priest. And in this particular verse, they are saying, don't think for any criticism, that people will criticize you, see, he is a boy and they are so senior and he accept their post of guru, what is that? Don't worry, in relation to Vedic mantras, there is no question of age, seniority in age. Whoever expert in chanting mantras, they will be considered as senior. But except chanting Vedic mantras, any other business, the age should be considered as the criteria of certaining the finding the seniority. There he is saying, and Prabhupada is saying in the beginning line, it is said, Vruddhattam vayasavina. Without becoming old in age, somebody can become vriddha also. Jnana vriddha, not vaya vriddha. Though in a material society, we know that the peoples of different grade, they consider seniority in their basis, in different basis. Just like the Sudras. Nowadays it is Kali Yuga, all of us are Sudras. So the Sudras, they used to consider senior among themselves. Seniority in age. If somebody old in age, they should be considered as senior. And the Vaishyas, in their community, they will consider somebody senior if he has much more opulence. If he is very rich, then whether maybe a small boy, they will approach him, they will say, oh, he is our leader. Seniority on the basis of wealth, Vaishyas. And the Kshatriyas, they will consider seniority on the basis of power and strength. If somebody is very strength, very powerful, even the old Kshatriyas, they will also consider him as a senior. And for the Brahmanas, they will consider seniority in the basis of knowledge. If somebody is highly qualified, very knowledgeable, the Brahmanas, even he is a young boy, they will consider him as senior. We see in the Bhagavatam, the first speaker of Bhagavatam, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, when he arrived in Gangatat, where Parikshit Maharaj was there, all other elevated personalities, many, many, very, very senior Rishi Munis were there, Brahmanas were there. But all of them, they stood up and offer obeisances to Sukadeva Goswami. And they all put Sukadeva Goswami in Vyasasana to hear from him. Because he was Brahmadarshi. He was advanced in realization and knowledge. That's why he was considered a senior. Not on the basis of age, or strength, or power, like that. The basis is knowledge. So that's why they are saying, in other business, except Vedic mantras, so maybe the age can be considered. Here they are saying, Vayojeshthasya karanam. The age can be considered as the basis of seniority. They can consider he is very aged person, so he should be senior. In different business, but in case of Vedic sacrifice, knowledge and Vedic mantras, who is expert in that business, he should be senior. So, Prabhupada is writing, one must approach a particular type of guru to execute a particular type of duty. So, there are so many varieties of gurus. Don't think that whatever gurus we have, they are all. No. They are spiritual master. They are guru in the business of spirituality, adhyatmik guru. But they are not guru in bhautik business. We may have many gurus in many subjects. Physics, mathematics, chemistry, this, that, many other gurus. But spiritual subject, one guru is there. They are still called adhyatmik guru. But here the demigods, they are finding a guru not for their spiritual business. They don't have any interest in spirituality. What they have interest now? They have defeated by the demons. So their only goal, only business is how to defeat the demons. So that's why they are searching for a guru who can help in that business, in that regard. They want to somehow or other defeat the demons. So anybody who can help in that business, they will accept him as their guru. So here, they are accepting not as guru, they are accepting as purohita. Purohita as priest. The word Purohita means Purohita. Hita means benefit. If somebody can do good for you, and Puro means agre. Whatever he is doing, he will give the most priority, top priority for your hita, for your good. So that, then he can be considered as your Purohita. So they are finding somebody as Purohita. So that's why now in Deva and Danava, they are very powerful. They have very celestial weapons and all that. We are thinking that nowadays our materials, science has advanced a lot. We have so many atomic weapons and all that. But at that time, they are far powerful beyond to this time's atomic bombs. Very, very powerful bombs they have. Even Agniastra, Varunastra, Vayavyastra. Now, the science has not has reached to that point. So they have much more advanced, but still, they knew that this material advancement is zero, nothing. Tapovala Mahabala, that they know. Even Rakshasas, the Asuras, they know that. Even Hiranyakasipu, Ravana, they are Rakshasas. When they think that we have to fight with Vishnu, we have to fight with Devatas, then they think that with our strength and power we cannot. So we have to get more strength. From where? Nowadays we people think we want to become strengthy, so we have to eat meat and we have to eat eggs and tonics and go to gym and all that to become strength, to get strength. But at that time even the Asuras they knew that this thing is useless. They have to go to do tapasya. Tapovala Mahavala. By austerity, by tapasya only you can get real strength. Real strength by get by tapasya. So here Vishwarupa they are saying your tapasya. So high austerity you have performed. So that's why you have accumulated much more strength. Tapovala. Jo Indra Chandalar, they have Vajra in his hand. He's very, very powerful, the king of demigod, Indra. But now he is offering obeisance to Vishwarupa because in the tapovala, in regard to tapasya, he cannot match with Vishwarupa. So because you have performed severe austerities and you have practiced Vedic mantras so perfectly that you are chanting without any mistake, perfectly you are chanting the mantras and doing sacrifice, that's why you are the person in that power. We can get the power and we can defeat the demons. So that's why they are requesting Vishwarupa. Not they are requesting Vishwarupa to be their spiritual master. They have no interest in spirituality. They want to somehow or other defeat the demons. They need power and position. So they are considering, forget in chanting Vedic mantras, you are expert. So don't worry for any criticism. Please accept the post of our priest. So, and the main point they are pointing out in this verse, that even if you are very junior in age, in relation, in position, but still you can be considered as senior to us. In many places we can see like that. Today also, the appearance and disappearance day of Mukunda also, one Parikara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sikhandavasi, the famous Narhari Sarkar and Mukunda, his son is Raghunandan. When they came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, then Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda, who is he? My son Raghunandan. So then Mahaprabhu asked, so actually who is son, who is father? Your son, his father, your son? Jokingly Mahaprabhu asked, in front of everybody. Hey, Mukunda is father, his son, everyone knows, he is small boy. And he asked, so who is really father, who is really son? Then Mukunda said, Ama Savara Krishna Bhakti Haite Jahare. We all get devotion to Krishna from him only. So that's why he is really our father. I am not the father. I am the son, he is the father. Then Mahaprabhu laughed and accepted, yes, that is the fact. Jahan hai te Krishna bhakti sei guru hai. If you get Krishna bhakti from somebody, he may be a dog or cat or mouse or small boy or whatever. You have to consider him as your guru. And we are seeing in Bhagavatam, when Dattatreya Avadhut, he was talking to, giving instructions to Nimi, he is telling he has accepted 24 gurus. How come? We know that one guru should be there. No. Diksha guru should be one, but Sikha guru can be unlimited. So he has accepted 24 gurus. Even he has accepted a python as a guru, a prostitute as a guru, a bard as a guru, many, fish as a guru, many, 24 gurus. They are all in considered to the Tatre Bhagavan. They are very, very junior in age, in realization, in knowledge. They can consider nothing. They cannot compare. What a python, what a prostitute can be compared with the Tatre Bhagavan? But Dattatreya considering them as his guru. Why? Because in particular type of understanding, they are senior to him. He told, Asahi paramam dukham, nairasyam paramam sukham. From a prostitute, I consider this prostitute as my master, as my guru. How? You are such a elevated paramahansa. How you can consider the prostitute as your guru? Yes, I know she is a prostitute. But when I saw, see, as a prostitute, she is waiting always. When the customer will come, waiting. One day he become disgusted. She become disgusted. This is too much. This is waiting is really misery. And he considered, he wrote his thesis, she wrote his thesis. Asahi paramam dukham. If you wait for somebody, waiting, you have asa, if this will happen, then I will get this, if this will happen. This kind of hope, is hope against hope, is really misery. Asahi paramam dukham. Nirasa, forget. Nirasa paramam sukham. In that business, she is my guru. I got lessons from her. Ajagar, once python, he was sleeping in one place, not going to do any kind of job, not doing any competition, applying for any business, any job, nothing. Not applying, not doing competition, nothing. Not even trying to fulfill his belly even. He is sit down in one place. By the arrangement of Lord, if something come towards his mouth, then he will eat it. If not, he will stay fast for days together. Nest together. Totally depending on the arrangement of the Lord. And whatever comes to him, Bhagavat, Jojana, so he will accept it. In this business, the Tatra Bhagavan says, he is my guru. I am trying many things to, many places. But he is python. Such a powerful entity. But sitting in one place. Fully dependent upon Lord. So, this quality, I should learn from him. So, in this regard, he is my guru. So in many 24 varieties of gurus, in different subjects, you can accept different gurus. If you want to learn something from somebody, then he should be considered as a guru. Guru means senior. Senior to you. The real meaning of the word guru is heavy. The opposite word of guru is laghu, light. Heavy and light. You know light? Halka. And guru means heavy. In some business, in some matter, if somebody is more heavier than you, then in that matter, he should be your guru. That is the philosophy here. So the demigods, they are telling to Vishwarup. Now, in the matter of chanting Vedic mantras, you are much more expertise. You are very, very elevated. So that's why you will be considered as senior and our priest. So don't worry for any criticism. So, even if somebody is a junior in age and in relation, but if he is advanced in science of Krishna consciousness, then he should be considered as senior. He should be considered as senior. In many, many places we have seen that. Many, many places. The very small boys, juniors, they are accepted as senior because they have understanding. If they understood the fact, so they should be considered as senior. Even somebody is a big body, very powerful, very aged, but they don't have any understanding. So they should not be considered as senior. So if somebody is considering seniority on the basis of the bapu, on the basis of the age, on the basis of the strength, on the basis of the wealth, then he cannot be called as Brahmana. They don't have knowledge. Person of knowledge, they will only consider a person as senior on the basis of knowledge, nothing else. Knowledge or understanding should be the criteria to certain the seniority. So here demigods, they are approaching Vishwarup, though Vishwarup was their nephew. So nephew, they are requesting him to please be our guru. One thing we can see here, that if you want to have success in any business, so without a senior's mercy, it can't possible. It is not possible. Some senior in that particular business should help you. Without their help, without their mercy, you will never ever get success. In any field, in any subject, if you want to be a thief, a best thief, then should accept a thief as your, yes, as your guide. He should guide you in that business. Anything you want to do, in that particular duty, you should accept somebody who is expert in that business. You have to do that. So, we can say, so devatas, they want to fight with the asuras. So they should find a good fighter who is very powerful, who is good weapons, who is very good khetriya, good senapati. That may be, that is required, but that is not prime factor. That is secondary one. They know that. That is not prime factor. Prime factor is mercy. Many places it is said that the blessings of the seniors, that is so powerful, so powerful, even the impossible thing can become possible by the blessings only. There is a very nice story in Jamunacharya Charit. When Jamunacharya, he was a young boy of 10 to 12 years old. He was studying in a toll. So at that time the Pandya king in the south, he has a very knowledgeable person. His name was Pandit Kolahala. He was the erudite scholar in the whole country. And he was so proud of that, of his knowledge, that he introduced a new tax system, that I will go and debate with any scholar. If somebody cannot defeat me, then they have to pay tax, yearly tax. If any year he can defeat me, then he should not have to pay tax. Always, I will go, as long as he has no power to defeat me, he has to pay tax. Panditai tax. It's a new kind of tax. Nowadays, the government, they don't have that. But at that time, the Pandit Kolahal, he introduced that tax system. And the Bhasyacharya, the teacher of Jamunacharya, so he also got defeated by Pandit Kolahal. And he was paying yearly tax. So because Brahmanas are very poor, so Bhasyacharya was a poor Brahman. So he was running a small school, a toll. So in that school, some few students were there. One of them is Jamunacharya. He was young, around 11, 12 years old only. And he was the top in the class. So one day, one messenger from Pandya king sent by Pandit Kolahal to Bhasyacharya school. Go and why, since a few months, for 6 months he has not deposited the Panditai tax. He has not given the tax. What he want? He want to argue with me or what? He want to enter into a debate with me or what? Why he has not paid the tax yet? So the messenger from Pandit, from Pandya kingdom, he come with a horse, riding in horse, direct to the school. And by the arrangement of God, at that time, noon time, Bhasyacharya went somewhere, some business outside. And school was almost closed, and only Jamunacharya was there. He was practicing some studying he was doing. At that time, the messenger came and shouted at the door, "Whoever is there inside, come out. Where is that rascal Bhasyacharya? Why he has not deposited the tax? What he want? He want to have a debate or what?" Very proudly he was announcing, saying like that. Then the boy Jamunacharya, he opened the door and come out. Sir, that very proud person, a security sitting on a back of a horse, he is chastising his guru, his teacher, and saying these words like that. He said, "Oh my sir, why you are telling like that? What kind of tax? You are telling by the name of my teacher? What is the thing? What is the matter?" He said, "Who are you?" "Now I am a student of Vasyacharya. I am the student of my great teacher." "Oh, you? Okay, where is he?" "Now he gone out. "Okay, tell him that this rascal, Vasyacharya police, why he has not deposited tax since 6 months? Tell him if you want to tax, deposit tax today, or you should get ready for argument, for debate." Then he said, "Why you are telling like that? What kind of argument with whom?" "Now my great teacher Pandit Kolahal, who is the knowledgeable person in the country, the whole country, and he has introduced this tax system. If somebody cannot match with him in debate, then they have to pay tax. So your teacher, he defeated, so he has to pay tax. If he cannot pay tax, then he should come and argue with my teacher, my great teacher." So then by hearing this word, Jamunacharya cannot tolerate the Guru Ninda. He told, "Sir, I can see phalena parichayate. I can see what type of guru is such a foolish rascal guru you have. Come, what? "No, yes, by seeing you I can consider what type of guru, because you are so proud. You don't know have bhasagyan. You have no gentleness even. You cannot speak properly. You are speaking so faltu bhasa and so kind of proud. So by seeing you, I can see that your guru must be like that. He has not trained you properly. No bhadra vivahar, no katsi, nothing." And he became very angry. "You boy, how can you dare to say like this? You don't know my guru, Kolahal. He is the famous in the country, Pandya Naresh. He is in his class. Now maybe. And so then what do you think? Your guru should come and enter into debate? Now why my guru will come? my guru is such elevated, why he will come? The insignificant student of my guru, myself, can easily defeat your guru. Go and tell him. He became totally red. What? You boy, you are telling like that? You can defeat my guru, Pandit Kolahal? Yes, go and tell him. I am ready. Oh, he became outraged with anger and immediately ran back. And he tell everything to Pandit Kolahal. Kolahal became very angry. And he reported to the king. King says, this is too much. This is a boy. If a boy becomes so proud, he does not know courtesy. He is challenging you. He is insulting you. This is too much. He should be punished. Now, yes, he should be get capital punishment. So, okay, go and catch both the guru and chela, both. They should be punished today. If either they should argue with you or they should get capital punishment. Yes, they pass this in their assembly. And then again the Rajdut come. Now he is very powerful now. Yes, where is you both should come now. And you should come to debate. Now my guru is not here, he is out of station. Okay, you are telling say, big, big things, you come to debate. He said, I am ready to come now, come with me. No, I am not going to go with you. Now why? Now your guru, you are saying such an elevated person. If I will go to debate with him, so I should be similar level, na? So your guru can come to me. If tell him he can come to me, here I can debate with him. Otherwise, if he wants me to go, so I should go his royal procession with proper respect, not with you. I am similar to your guru. How can you can similar with me? He became confused. He went back. He went back and tell this to his guru and in the assembly. He said, yes, he is saying right. It's good. So then they decided, even the Pandya king decided, okay, if this boy is becoming much more arrogant now, it is too much. He wants to come in royal procession to debate. He does not know what a powerful person Pandit Kolahal is. And Kolahal also becoming very proud. He says, he does not know me, I will smash him, this, that. So then the king said, okay, let the procession go. So around hundreds of soldiers, a big elephant with silver and gold decoration, big garland, many things with band party and many other things. Big procession come and they said, okay, now sit on the elephant with band baja procession and guarded by security. Come to. Okay, I can go now. So this news spread all around. So all the Pandit, Brahmanas, all the nearby villages, all of them, they come. On the way, they were showering their blessings on that boy, Jamunacharya. They said, if we have done any austerity in our life, if we have done any fasting, any sacrifice, any piety thing, so we want to give 100% everything to this boy. Because this Pandit Kolahal has killed us. He is such a rude, such a proud personality. So he, by the blessings of us, by the blessings of God, this boy can win him, then all things will finish. Then there will be peace. Otherwise, we Brahmanas and Pandits, we are so much in trouble. So they want to give all their blessings to that boy. So it is said, only by the blessings of the superiors. He is a small boy. And he was a Raja Pandit, very, very senior, elevated Raja Pandit, Pandit Kolahal. And he was a 12-year-old, very junior boy only. He's a student, minor student. And he has strength of the blessings of the superiors. Only that power he got and he went. The king and the queen, they are sitting on the roof. They are looking. The big procession and thousands of people following the crowd, following the procession. Let us see what will happen. Let us see what is going to happen. The small boy and the big Pandit, now they will match together. Let us see how it is happening. So thousands of people, they are following. So the king and the queen, they are sitting and they are looking. King is saying, see that boy. He is small boy. He cannot even, like a small, patanga? Insect. They are coming to a big fire. In a second he will finish. Like that, in front of Kolahal, see, he cannot stand even. So king was saying like that, glorifying his court pandit, kolahal. But the queen said, my dear king, my husband, I am thinking differently. What do you think? I think this boy looks like so effulgent, so brave, so fearless. I can see that he is going to definitely defeat your court pandit kolahal. Oh, you foolish lady, you don't know. What a knowledge person, my pandit kolahal. How can you, how dare to say like that? No, he may be. But this boy is looking so effulgent. He is getting all the blessings of the brahmanas, the superiors, and everybody is blessing him. So by that power, by that strength, I can see that definitely this boy can defeat this your senior pandit. No, it's impossible. Never ever it will happen. So they got to more argument, then they have a challenge. King and queen, they have a bet. Okay, challenge. Challenge. What? The queen first announced his challenge, her challenge. If that small boy cannot defeat your court pandit kolahal, then I am giving guarantee. That I will become the maid servant of your maid servant for life. For my life. Then king said, oh queen, you are so foolish. Don't go to such a... You want to become maid servant the whole life. Don't say like that. That boy is going to definitely defeat it. Now whatever, that is my challenge. Now okay, if this is your challenge, then my challenge, I am telling. If my pandit kolahal cannot defeat that boy, insignificant boy, then if that boy will win, then I will give 50% of my country. I will become a half of king, give my half of kingdom to him. It's a big challenge. So then slowly the procession coming towards the royal house, and they enter. Both the king and queen, they come down. Big assembly hall, a big stadium was there. Millions of people sitting around to see the match, what is going on now. Because most of them, they were blessing, showering their blessing on that boy. Because they are suffering. So, in a big vyasasan, Pandit Kolahal, big crown and mustaches and very proud figure is sitting. And in front there was another seat, simple seat. And they brought, with the procession, they brought that small boy Jamunacharya, sit front to front. And Pandit Kolahal look into his eyes to eyes, very proudly, carelessly. You want to debate with me? So when by his seeing, by his angabhangi, so then Jamunacharya, small boy, said, my dear Pandit Kolahal, highly respected Pandit, so if you consider the form and the age is the criteria to define the scholarship, then the elephant can be much more qualified than you then. Because he is very, very big size and heavy weight. So he will be much more higher pandit than you. Huh? What are you saying? Now why there are a small boy, why were considering me as insignificant? Why are looking at me like this? Now okay, don't waste time. Ask me, what do you want? He said, no, I am a small boy, that's why you are putting me to ask you. No. I want to have a debate with you. So I am a small boy, everybody knows. I am the minor student. And you are a senior court pandit, famous in the country. So you want to debate with me, you want to test me, so you ask whatever question you want. I am ready to answer. Ask. Achha? Okay. So then he put some question from Vyakaran, from grammar and all that. And Jamunacharya very easily answered it. And then another few questions, then he answered it. Then he said, okay, now is your turn. You ask. I have tested you. Okay. You have learned something. That Vyasacharya has taught you in a good way. Okay. So you ask. So then Jamunacharya answered, okay, my sir, I will not ask many things here and from here and there. I will ask only three prepositions, three questions, I have only three prepositions. You have to prove it false. Khandan mandan. In Nyaya argument it is like that. If I give a statement, then you have to prove this statement is false. That is called khandan. If I give mandan, you have to khandan, you have to khandan, make it, prove it as false. Okay, go ahead. So my first statement is, my dear Pandit Kolahal, your mother is a barren woman. My mother is a barren, how come I will be a son? I am a son of my mother, and my mother is a barren woman. So that is my statement. You prove it false. If the Kolahal has to prove, your mother is not a barren woman. So if you have to prove it that your mother is a barren woman, how it is possible? So by hearing this statement, Pandit Kolahal becoming outraged in anger. What this fellow is asking? My mother is not a barren woman, that means I have to prove my mother is a barren. My mother is barren, I will prove. How can I say my mother is childless? But now he cannot say anything. This statement, he has to prove it false. He cannot say anything. So he become more angry. Then he wait for some time. Yamunacharya wait for some time. It was silence. Everybody clap. Oh, what happened? He is not saying anything. No answer. He said, stop. Oh, he said, okay, don't worry. Okay, he is taking time. Okay, now time is running. So my second statement. Okay, go ahead for second. First. So second statement is, our queen, our dear most queen, is very, very chaste woman. So now the Pandit has to prove that our dear queen is very unchaste. The queen is sitting in front there. How can he say that the queen is unchaste? The king and queen both are sitting there looking at them. Kolahal is looking at them and looking at the boy. What is going on here? This boy has finished me almost. What can I do now? He become angry so much, almost like fire. But he cannot do anything. He is looking, the queen is sitting and king is sitting, and he has to prove the queen is unchaste. How can he say like that? He become very angry. Oh, Urdhva Swas was coming. Very angry. All the facial features become very red. And he said, okay, go ahead for third one. Keep it. So okay, you take your time. The third statement is, our dear most king is very, very religious king. So you have to prove that our king is very irreligious. See, the king is sitting right there. How can he prove the statement that king is irreligious? Now he cannot utter any word for these three questions. He cannot speak a single word even. So all the those who are spectators who are seeing in the stadium, all the clubs, by hearing the clubs, the Jindabad, so the Rakshas Kolahal becomes so angry. He stood up. Stop! Just by this insignificant such false statement, don't think that he win over me. No. I am challenging now in front of everybody and in front of our majesty, king and queen, that this boy, this proud boy, is putting him in such a difficult situation. Now he has to prove his statement. He has to prove his all these three statements as false. If he cannot, then I will kill him. Became serious. It's a heavy statement now. So small boy Yamunacharya said, don't worry, I will prove in front of everybody. I'll prove, don't worry, sit down, quiet. Why become so angry? Sit down. Yes, prove. Don't waste time. Yes, I'm not wasting time. Sit down. Try to hear nicely. So he said, my first statement was, your mother was not a barren woman. Yes, I am a son of my mother. So how can you prove that my mother is childless? So Jamunacharya said, he take one evidence from a Shastra. In Shastra it is said, if a woman has only one child, then she will be considered as childless. And he told the verse. Is it there in the Shastra? It is there. So, you are the only son of your mother? Yes. So it is proved, your mother is barren. It's proved. One statement proved. Okay, that's okay. The other two you cannot prove. Now, okay, wait. So the second statement, that our dear most queen is very chaste woman. So you have to prove it, that our queen is very unchaste. How can you prove, say like that? Now, yes, wait, I am telling. How come? Now, any woman, if she marries to a king, the king is the representative of at least 7 demigods. Indra, Chandra, Varuna, and all that is the Varunas. So when that woman marries the king, that means she marries all these 7 demigods too. Isn't it? Our king is the representative of Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Kubera also. So if our queen married to our king, that means she married to all these devatas also, the big demigods. He is not only the queen of our king, he is the queen of all these famous demigods too. By hearing that, queen become proud. Yes, I am also the queen of demigods. I am not only the ordinary man also. So, if a woman has many husbands, so almost 7 plus 1 is 8, so how she will become a chaste? She cannot become chaste in this way. She has many husbands, 7 demigods and 1 our king. So, though she is very chaste, but because she is a queen, so she should be considered as wife of many husbands. So everybody approved with proud, with claps. Then again he become black. Now before the statement he was becoming red. His face become totally red. Now he is slowly becoming black. Red converting into black. Slowly. Okay, third statement. Now I told our majesty king was a religious person. So you have to disprove it that our king is not a religious person. How can you prove like that? Now it is said in Shastra that a king has to get 1/6 of karma of all the prajas. And in this Kali Yuga, all the prajas are very impious, doing very sinful activities. Though our king is very, very highly religious, perfectly pious, but he does not know that many, many people in this country, they are doing sinful activities, impious things. So, because he is in the post of king, he has to get 1/6 of all karmas, all the sins. In this connection, in this matter, our king is, though he is very religious, because he is getting many, many, many countless sins in percentage, so he will be considered as irreligious. By hearing this statement, both king and queen, they also give applaud with their claps. And immediately king announced, and by that the Pandit Kolahal is almost dead, black, nothing was there. So now the king announced, and the whole crowd they announced, now the boy win. And the king said, okay, now this court Pandit was really was so proud one, by seeing your behavior and other, I can understand you are really the Pandit. Jnanam dadati vinayam. Jnana never will give proudness, ahankar. But nowadays, whatever knowledge we are getting, it makes us proud. That's why this knowledge is not knowledge, this is all ajnan. If this is real jnan, it will make you humble and more humble. Namranti phalino vrikhya, namranti gunino janaha. If a tree is full of fruits and all that, then all the branches will bow down, become namra. Similarly, if a person loaded with full of many, many good qualities, then that person will not be like this. Will be like this. Namranti gunino janaha. The guniman jana will become namra too. So our Pandit was so highly proud, arrogant. So now I am giving in your hand you take whatever you want to kill him, you want to save him, it is in your hand now, Pandit. And he got the 50% of the kingdom and big thing happened. So in this story, we can see just by the blessings of the superiors, of the Brahmanas, a small boy like Jamunacharya win over the court Pandit, Kolaha. So we should not ever consider the blessings of superior is useless. This is the useful thing, only useful thing. Hare Krishna. Any question? Grandhra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Samved Bhakta Vrinda ki.